as the party's nominee for president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there, too.
Thousands of people are coming here to Chicago for the convention set to begin on Monday, but city officials and law enforcement are also preparing for tens of thousands of mostly pro-Palestinian protesters to march in the streets and make their voices heard. Chicago's mayor tells us the city is ready and its visitors should feel safe. The convention opens Monday with a celebration of President Biden. On Tuesday, it's former President Barack Obama. On Wednesday, it's former President Bill Clinton and Tim Walz, the vice presidential nominee. Then Thursday is Harris's big night.
Mediators are hoping for a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. CBS News correspondent Ramio Innocenzio reports from Tel Aviv.
President Biden himself gave the positive spin and said, we are much, much closer than we were 3 years ago. The U.S. also submitted what is called a bridging proposal, which basically are suggestions to find common ground in the gaps that still exist that could lead to what they say is a quick implementation of a deal.
CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Bermuda, now being whipped by Hurricane Ernesto.
It is menacing, it is well-defined, and it's headed this way. Here's Minister of National Security Michael Weeks.
This storm is probably going to be right on top of us, closer than storms have in the past.
Strong winds and life-threatening floods are expected to continue through Saturday night. If you're buying or selling a new home, there's a change you'll have to deal with regarding commissions.
The new rules will affect buyers, sellers, and real estate agents across the board thanks to a landmark $418 million antitrust settlement. It will now become standard practice to negotiate costs like commissions with agents.
CBS News correspondent Joe Ling Kent. The Supreme Court has put the brakes on a Biden administration rule regarding sex discrimination.
A key part of the new rule that would have protected LGBTQ students against discrimination in several states cannot be enforced by the Biden administration. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on the U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Those rules that would ban discrimination against them under Title IX will not be applied in states that don't want that new rule.
The court voted 5-4 with conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch joining the three liberal justices in dissent. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Purdue Foods is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders because of the possible presence of metal in them. This is four packages of Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets, breast tenders, and Butterbox Organic Chicken Breast Nuggets. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg tells us those busy airports may get less crowded ahead.
8 of the top 10 airports around the world saw huge increases in passengers. And if you were traveling to or through Atlanta, Dallas, or Denver, passenger traffic was up nearly 12% last year. But the biggest surprise? International traffic increased a whopping 27%. And the busiest airport, once again, Atlanta, with more than 104 million flyers. And Dallas weighed in with more than 81 million passengers. But what about this year? Will those numbers hold up? Probably not. A U.S. national election year and worries about the economy are slowing things down. And bookings for the last 4 months of this year indicate that prices and crowds may shrink. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark finished with 29 points and 10 assists, while Kelsey Mitchell scored 28 points for the Indiana Fever to beat the Phoenix Mercury for a critical 98-89 win last night. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of a thunderstorm with a high near 77. For tonight, scattered storms, 65. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly sunny, 76. 73 and sunshine for Monday. Tuesday, sunshine and highs in the low 70s. Currently, 69 degrees.
Touching warm. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits. WRGN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Yeah! team.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last report of our series on protections against overturning the presidential election, we consider what happens if the state official authorized to certify your state's election results refuses to do so. It's not as far-fetched as you think. Ohio's hyper-partisan Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, made no attempt to hide recent partisan attempts to change the rules for citizen ballot initiatives, try to stop initiatives his party didn't like, and aggressively purge black and brown voter registrations. Pro-democracy organization PublicWise is also tracking statewide officials considered election threats, including the election board chair and vice chair in Wisconsin, the secretary of state in Florida, and the lieutenant governor of Georgia, among seven battleground states. Democracy Docket disturbingly pointed out that in states including Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Nevada, candidates elected November 5th could be sworn in before the federal December 11th certification deadline, meaning an incoming governor or secretary of state election denier could be the executive authorized to certify. Most states have penalties for willful obstruction of election proceedings. Failing that, the U.S. Justice Department could enforce the new Electoral Count Reform Act, Voting Rights Act, or civil rights laws. Those may not keep rogue officials from trying. We've linked to more analysis at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
She's okay.
She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. Cherish me as much as I cherish you. We'll be right back.
town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Yeah! local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900, and 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Style that shows me. Don't
let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Treat her like
so, my friend.
Yeah. much you missed me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything.